And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Let's Talk Hookup, I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez out of C4 Sport Fishing. Going to have a great show talking fishing here. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created 2 new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in 2 gear ratios and 2 different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, one of my favorite shows, one of my favorite people today. We're going to have a good time.
Yes, indeed. One of the legends in the business, for sure. Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Jim.
Great to have you in the studio. You've been a busy guy.
You're always a busy guy.
We're going to try to stay busy.
Yeah.
Stay young that way.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. No grass grows under those feet, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, in addition to owning the Cortez out of C4 Sport Fishing, you run a lot on the Royal Polaris, too, right?
Working a Royal in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Did a our December trip. And usually I'm on this last trip, but we sort of injured the shoulder a little bit, so but we'll probably be out on the next one.
You still gaffing those big ones?
Yeah.
Boy, you're an animal. Yeah, that's a young man's ball game, right?
They keep telling me that.
Yeah. So what's going on with the Cortez?
We're down right now just doing our getting our maintenance, getting our stuff ready for this upcoming season. We're doing tweaking little things, trying to make things better every year, you know. This fleet's not getting any younger, so you got to stay on these boats and keep them up to date.
And tell us about the Cortez. It's been around a while, but it's one of the most popular charter boats in the fleet.
Such a great
ride.
We're
a 60-footer. We're 18 feet wide, and we normally sleep 23 on open party boats, on open party trips, but we're mostly charters, probably 99% charters, and most of my groups are 15 to 17 guys, and a lot of repeat business. We don't advertise much, but guys keep coming back. We're probably 75% booked for next year. So.
Wow. Already?
Already.
Charters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty nice. And then once in a while, you throw on an open party.
Yes. We try to get some open party. I'd like to have open party at least once or twice a month.
Uh-huh.
We can get it in there.
Just to get new blood on the
boat. Yeah. You know, that's helps promote the business.
Sure.
They can come, you know, people that come out on the open party trips. A lot of times, it's guys that are only on one or two charters, and they want to get back on the boat. And so we were on an open party trip, and it fills up pretty rapidly.
What's the most common length of trip that your guys charter the boat for?
2.5 days.
2.5. That's what I thought. Which you don't see, that has become less popular, but I know that that's the majority of what your groups like to do. It's more time on the water. You get multiple afternoons or multiple mornings, depending on when those.
Right.
I mean, you know how that is. That fish gets into a mode sometimes where it likes to bite at this time of the day, and that gives you two full shots.
Full days of either morning or afternoon, evening bites. And, boy, this year it really, really helped out because there was a lot of pre-dawn bites.
Yeah.
And then bites that went into the dark until sometimes 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. So.
Wow. So what's your thought? When do you think we're going to get going? When are you going to start running? When's your first charter?
We want to be ready by May 1st.
May 1st?
But we have a couple trips in late May, and then we'll start doing a few trips in June.
Okay.
As of right now.
Yeah.
But hopefully it picks up, and hopefully something else shows up.
Yeah.
Hopefully you get caught, and you got to scramble.
That's right.
Which, who knows the way this thing's going?
I mean,
what do you call the fish that's happening right now? You know, are we having a crazy late season? Are we having a crazy early season? I mean, who knows what you call it? But
you know, we start catching bluefin in February. It's going to be 12 months they've been here.
Consecutive bluefin tuna where you could leave in San Diego in the morning, you wake up there, or leave in the evening, wake up in the morning, catching tuna.
Yep.
For 12
Absolutely.
Months.
Absolutely.
Wow. So
I
cool.
I mean, it's been around. And, I mean, look at day before yesterday. I think the queen was still catching fish. So it's been around.
Yeah.
You guys got to get out there.
Yeah, they're around.
We got this little weather system going through here. We'll see what happens after this.
Yeah, hopefully it won't blow that water. But the water's still
the water's
64
staying.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's still the same. There's still plenty of bait around.
And that,
I've seen it everywhere.
That weather event that we went through, whatever that was, a week and a half ago, now that was a significant one. That was
sure.
A lot of rain and a lot of wind, and it was cold, and you know, 3 days pass with good weather behind it, and boom, that fish is up and biting steady again. I mean, they had limits for multiple trips in a row with multiple fish over 100 pounds. I mean, this is just so cool to see going down.
The Royal even fished on his last day.
Oh, yeah.
Before he got
driving
in,
home.
Got
wow.
in the other day. You know,
wow.
They stopped on a school. A couple guys had limits. They caught. Looked like that. Most of that fish was 60-pounders, 50, 60-pounders.
Whoa.
That's so rad.
Unbelievable.
That's
January,
so rad.
Right?
Yep.
End of January.
Yes.
So speaking of limits, let's talk about that for a second. Limits on bluefin tuna, whether you're in California or Mexican waters, is two in possession.
Two in possession.
And even if you're on a multi-day trip.
It's two in possession.
It's to do. Two. Yes. You can't take four if you're on a two-day trip.
It's two in possession.
It's two in possession per person.
Per person.
Per trip.
Per trip.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
So
that's
a very important note because it's, like you say, it's a federal offense.
Well, they're federally protected.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the state's backing up the federal law. I mean, if you go down and catch, in Mexico, you go down and catch, you're on 2 days and you catch four, you bring it across the border. It's two.
It's two.
Period.
Yeah. But even in Mexico, you still.
Yes.
It's two in possession.
Yes.
Yeah. Very important note because
it is. I don't think a lot of people knew that.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I'll be the first to admit I had no idea. I just assumed, you know, get 3 days worth of limits on a longer trip. That's three, you know, two times three. I just would have thought that. So I was, I'm glad to know. Glad to be educated.
I think we all assumed that.
Sure.
Until we were informed.
Yeah, got that fine.
Like, hey. And, you know, we have to respect the limits because the opportunity to catch them is a pretty unique deal.
Well, especially this size fish. I mean, and this is going to have everybody screwed up here for a couple of years.
No doubt it is.
That albacore starts showing up.
No
something
doubt.
Else.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this bluefin fishing is. Got everybody going, especially the size of that fish and the opportunity to catch it. And even though the limit's two, it kept the boats full, kept this fleet healthy.
This
fleet was really healthy this year.
It was such a step out from the norm. You know, we got to have such a fun chuckle and such a fun year in the tackle store because since I've been working there in high school, every year has been the same thing when a guy comes out and wanting to know what to bring. Like, you could make a recording for the last 15 years previous that said you needed, you know, a 7-foot rod with 25 pound and some 2-0s. Mm-hmm. You brought that out most of the time this year. You were going to get whooped and not ever even see what you hooked on the other end of the
line. There was a lot of that going around.
Yeah, I'm a lot of getting whooped.
Yeah.
I believe that.
No kidding. So, what's your thought? You mentioned this year. You mentioned the A word, albacore.
It's not an A word. It's albacore.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah. What's your thoughts? Is this the year?
I don't. It. You know, the water conditions the last 3 years have been set up perfectly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, temperature's been good. There's been bait in the areas. I mean, there's been half a dozen trips out there in that 140 to 160 miles, 180 miles offshore. I mean, southwest, west. Some guys thought they might have seen signal of it, whatever. Are we getting out there earlier enough? Things are changing a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we're catching all this bluefin. We used to see it years ago. We saw this bluefin around, but nobody ever paid attention to it. It doesn't bite.
Yeah.
Now it's biting.
Now it's biting.
You know, and then things are changing. Is the current this year, it looked like it started coming in towards down below, and all of a sudden it was bent up towards Point Conception.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the route, it seems like, that fish follows. Has it been down a little bit farther this year? Are we not getting out there early enough? You know, that fish has all been on the beach in, like, last year, February, April, March. And that's where all the guys have been fishing, outside Colonnette and outside San Martin and stuff. It's been tight. But nobody was offshore earlier.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe we're missing it earlier.
Maybe. Maybe we should start our season in March.
Well, who knows? It used to be in July and,
You
know, and then go from there, but, you know, it's not something you can count on, but everybody's keeping their fingers crossed.
Yeah. Bill Poole always said, fire off the fireworks and go catch albacore,
that's
right?
That's right. That's the way it was.
But not anymore.
No.
Maybe.
Yeah,
who knows? We'll
take that.
It changes every year.
Jim, you said that the, you know, like you say, you used to always see the bluefin, but it didn't bite, now it bites. Do you think that fish, obviously it's different time of year and different mode, do you think that fish is just biting better, and that's just that? Or do you think that we're better at catching it? I mean, is it sonar, and you guys are so much better at getting on it? Is it a mix of both? Like, what do you think is different? I mean, you've seen it before, and
we've seen it jumping now around and stuff like that. Guys go throw a tank of bait at it and never get a sniff.
Really?
You know, I mean, it's biting mode.
Yeah.
I think there's a resident population now.
Okay.
You know, so it's getting used to the baits that are around here, and it's biting. I mean, the last 3 or 4 years has been best bluefin fishing we've ever seen, obviously.
Yeah.
And consistent. I mean, it has its moon phase or whatever, tide phase, whatever anybody wants to call it.
Doesn't bite every day.
Doesn't bite every day. It's consistently inconsistent.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But when it bites, it's good. And it seems like there was, you know, what we have now is you have a private fleet also that is being able to get out there, and they're getting on this fish.
Yep.
They're seeing it. They're catching it.
Yeah.
So it spreads everybody out a little bit. I mean, last year that fish went all the way up to the Tanner, and it bit up the Tanner a little bit this year. The end of the season, it was down towards the 60, all around that 60. I mean, it looked like a city out there sometimes, you know. Then you had that two weeks or a week and a half of fishing there on the 43 where you had anywhere from 60 to 100 boats out there.
Wow.
You know, sport fleet and private fleet involved. So, I mean, the fish is biting. But whether or not it's going to stay consistent, the amount of fish we see is just unbelievable.
They're not endangered.
They're not endangered. I stretch the imagination.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
I think Buck said it best. You know, it was so funny because we talk about bad science a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And last week when Buck Emmerham was on the show, he was talking about how he goes in the plane in the morning and he sees all this sardine and all this anchovy and it's all over the place. And then the scientists go up in the afternoon and it's not there. Oh,
yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
There's the, you know, overfished. Boom. Well, come on, in my plane in the morning, let me take you up here and show you that it's not overfished. And that's kind of the same kind of program,
this,
right?
This Southern California fleet from conception down is the best available science for the scientist.
Yes.
And by our fishing game logs, and I think sometimes that hurts us because what we're turning in or whatever, but the amount that we see and they talk to people that are on these boats and stuff like that, but they won't take our word for it.
Yeah.
It's got to be scientifically proved.
Yes.
You know, or written.
Talk to the scientists. Need to talk to the fishermen is basically what
the guys
is.
That are out there every day.
Every yeah. single day.
You know, yeah. I mean, you don't see the scientists out there every day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's guys that make efforts, but we're doing like this bluefin measuring, you know.
Right.
I forget what Elena said, how many boats are doing, like 20 or 30 boats measuring this bluefin. Now they got a size and weight thing, you know, scale
yep.
for this bluefin, so we're yep. getting more to know about bluefin than what we thought before.
Tagging, recovering tags, such like that.
Well, we need to catch, and that's something that everybody needs to know also, we need to catch bluefin in the Eastern Pacific 8 pounds or less. If we can catch fish that are 8 pounds or less, and I've heard a couple of the guys that run boats say, oh, we caught some of those. You need to turn them in.
Really?
Because then we can prove that there's an Eastern stock that was born over here.
Oh,
and if okay. we get an Eastern stock, an Eastern Pacific stock, and we can prove that it is breeding over here, this two-fish limit thing might go away.
Oh,
because a right. fish that was bred over on the other side couldn't make it over here and still be that small.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, because traditionally they say it just fattens up here and it's not breeding because it needs to be 200 pounds or greater. Well, right. guess what? We have a lot of 200-pound or greater fish around here, right?
Well, we did a lot. Yeah, there is. There are 200 and 300-pounders.
Yeah.
But we're gutting these things up, and we're getting the gonads and so forth in there to find out if these fish are breeding over here. And so far, they have not proven any of these big fish have.
Yeah.
You know? But when we were up doing the fillet thing for the bluefin, there was 20 scientists in there, and I didn't get a specific answer of how big these fish are or how old they are to breed.
Yeah.
Nobody knows for sure because it's not written down. It's not documented. They think they know, you know, but we haven't proven it over here.
Yeah. Gotcha. Let's talk about the Cortez and you mentioned that you had a new sonar last year. What? These are just the improvements you put on the boat. Every year you do something. Tell us about the new sonar.
Well, it's a Westmart 860. It's just a stabilized dome.
What's that mean?
Well, that means when you're even in rough weather, you can keep looking for fish at a higher level towards the surface. Uh-huh. Sometimes, like with the old sonar dome, we were just stationary, so we read air bubbles and stuff, anything above, say, 10 degrees. Now we can run it up to 3 degrees where the fish is up on the surface and see how big the schools are,
uh-huh.
and it stays like that. Because even with the boat moving up and down, it stays straight ahead.
Uh-huh.
You know, so and the sound's better. You can pick up fish. Sometimes I'd say most of the time you hear the fish before you ever see them.
Wow.
You know, and they can turn that way and get on the schools. And that's what's helped a lot of these guys.
Sure.
You know?
Why is side-scanning sonar so important?
Oh, because you can shoot it out so far.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, you shoot it out 500, 600, 800 feet. Well, wow. That's on each side.
And you're driving along and
you're
there
along,
they are.
You're driving along and, you know, we could all drive by fish and miss them by 100 yards, you know, 300 feet away.
Yeah, sure. If that fish isn't showing on the surface, there's just no, or you're not running over the little tiny dot that used to be directly under your boat, you would just never know it was there.
You'd never know, but you can hear it now, and you see it. Okay, well, I heard something over that direction. Go over that way. All of a sudden, you start picking up schools and say, okay, we found some fish over here. We're going to go over this way and find out maybe there's a temperature break there you didn't see, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, because that's our structure out in the ocean, is temperature breaks, you know, current breaks, and that's what it is.
Yeah. Pretty interesting stuff.
Awesome.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Jim, obviously, wealth of knowledge when it comes to all things fishing in Southern California.
No doubt about that, man. We're going to have a great time and talking all kinds of fishing, and we want to talk to you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways that you can join us. And first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or try us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Going to be a very busy morning, but each of those phone lines do have an opportunity to get through right now, because I can assure you it's going to be a very busy morning having a guy like Jim in the studio this morning. And not only are we talking all kinds of fishing and talking Cortez, we are also giving away such a killer prize. And thank you so much to Jim and everybody from Cortez. We are giving away a day-and-a-half trip to get to go fishing on board the Cortez, not just for you, but for you and a guest. So you get two trips or two spots on a day-and-a-half trip. It's just going to be an awesome opportunity to go day-and-a-half fishing. Like Jim said, everybody wants to go fishing with their buddy.
Yeah.
So very, very cool, and we sure appreciate that, man, a lot.
Probably.
That's awesome.
I hate seeing people coming out by themselves.
Well, that won't
be on one of your available open party trips this spring, summer.
Yes.
Just keep your eye on the schedule, and when one lines up for you and a bro, you're going to get to go fishing on a day-and-a-half trip aboard the Cortez. So, again, if you want to get your chance at winning that unbelievable prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Jim Hughes, 858-457-1090. That's the local number, or toll-free, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day-and-a-half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hey, hey, it's going on. The Los Angeles Boat Show at the Fairpex and Pomona, conveniently located in All Points, Southern California. It's today and tomorrow. It's going on right now.
Yeah, it's going on right now at the Fairpex and Pomona. It's easy to get to from all over. You can see Parker boats. You can see Inland Boat Center with Defiance and Arima boats. You can see Yamaha outboards and more. So much to see for the fishermen out there at the Fairplex in Pomona today and tomorrow.
Yeah, it's today from 10 to 8, tomorrow from 10 to 6. Admission's just $15, kids 12 and under for free, and there's always discounts available for active U.S. military.
You bet. Go see them today for sure. The Los Angeles Boat Show happening at the Fairplex in Pomona today and tomorrow. Check LosAngelesBoatShow.com for more information.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay and would be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. Yeah, you better keep trying now because we're giving, thanks to Jim, 2 day-and-a-half trips away. One plus a guest. You can take them on a day-and-a-half open party trip on the pretty much most of the time sold-out Cortez. I mean, charter dates still available, though, but not very many.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we ran 2 open party trips last year.
Yeah. So
straight. 2.
It's going to be a rare one.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So if you want to get on the Cortez, this is one chance you have, and then the other chance would be to charter the boat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There you go. All right. Very good. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
Hey, you got it, man. Why don't we head out to Lakeside this morning and start it off with John, who's calling us. John, thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show.
Thanks, John.
Good morning, John.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I have a question about the Cortez. What's the longest trip you run on the boat?
The longest trip we've run on it is 3.5 days, but I'd say 90% of my trips are 2.5.
And one more question about fishing the bluefin. What's the best opportunity for me to get one of those giant cow bluefins that are out there?
Wow, that's a hit and miss thing. You know, I mean, the best chances of being out there. I mean,
go on a lot of trips.
Yeah, if you got a day and a half, there was guys caught fish on. And a lot of that fish, like you say, was at the 43. Cut them on one-day trips.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you're going to have opportunity on a day and a half. Yeah, you're going to have opportunity on 2.5. But you got to, you know, you just got to be out there when they're biting. They
old story. Time on the water, right?
Time on the water.
Yeah.
You know?
That's.
I mean, there was guys that did that kite fishery. I mean, they fished it relentlessly and did well.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you fish the kite?
No, we didn't fish a kite on the Yummy Flyer that much this year. We did a lot when we were stopped and drifting. We did our share with the kite there. But that, you know, Paul on the Outer Limits did very well.
Yeah.
Very well. I think he had over 100 of those 100-pounders.
Oh.
That were over 100.
Over 100.
Yeah.
How many on the Cortez this year over 100?
Oh, I didn't count them.
No.
A lot. A lot.
Yeah, it was good fishing for everybody.
Yeah.
You know.
And what was the preferred method that you would say? Was it? Kind of anything, or
sinker rig, or flat falls.
That damn flat fall.
The flat fall.
That flat fall caught more fish this year than anything else. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah. 200 gram,
250. 250s.
250s.
You know, we're fishing it with 100 or 130. 130 top shot. I mean, heavy gear, because a lot of that stuff was biting pre dawn and then after dark.
Okay.
Unless you got a school before dark.
Yeah.
You know, then it would bite a little bit.
We heard just time and time again on here on Let's Talk Hookup, guys calling in, both with, you know, awesome success stories, but so many times the same thing. I hooked the big one and I got chewed off and I got chafed off and I got, you know, I pulled on a big one for hours and it went away. And that heavy fluorocarbon leader was such an important part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you weren't rigged for it, you're going to waste your time fighting a fish for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and dumping it, you know. And a lot of times we change the hooks on the flat falls. You know, sometimes we added a bunch. We had some flat falls that had 6 hooks on them, you know, to keep them from going all the way down.
Sure.
You know, sure. And they'd get stuck in the inside of the mouth, right in the face somewhere.
Shaking their head around.
Shaking their head around.
Else.
Yeah. And a lot of times they got chewed off. I mean, guys were missing 8 inches, 10 inches, a foot,
wow.
2 feet
down in their
of leader. Yeah, they swallow it.
Wow.
I mean, they just inhaled it, you know.
One of the things with this big fish, too, this year, and I know Jim commented better than anybody because he spent so much time fishing big fish down below on the Royal, but, you know, I mean, this was the size of fish that you catch on a 15-day trip.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, you wouldn't dream of fishing that fish down there with 40-pound and a 60-pound leader or something like that. But, I mean, it's that same size of fish, and, you know, if one were geared – like they were going to the hurricane bank, those fish a lot of times came on board the boat and you know, hooked that fish on straight tide and 40-pound or 50-pound. And there's always anomalies. I mean, you always catch some.
Yeah,
but
you'll catch some.
Right?
But it was a 90% casualty rate on anything under 50-pound.
Wow.
You know, on those big fish.
Sure.
You know, and then other times you had.
Is that because of the teeth?
Yeah, they were getting chewed off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a few of them, you know, you spit the hooks and stuff, but got, you know, the hooks were, everybody's using circle hooks or, yeah, or 7-0, 6-0 hook on a, on our sardines and stuff like that. So they were hooking them.
Yeah.
But we were, I'd say 90% of getting chewed off.
Jeez. Well, pink.
Crazy.
Oh.
That's so cool.
Hey,
what a
thanks
year.
A lot for getting us started, John. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back in, talk to Mike. He's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, thank you guys for taking my call. And I was listening earlier. My question was going to be asked, and, you know, because I was down at the docks down there yesterday, and look, all the boats, you know, all tied up and whatnot. And I was just wondering when, you know, when the season's going to end for some of the boats down there with the tuna still being caught out there. So my question got asked, but I did want to say hi to the captain because I enjoy being on this boat. And then I noticed down at the docks there, if you don't have a Talica 2 rod and a reel, I mean, and you wanted to try one out with the option to buy, I know the Seaforth has that option down there.
Yeah, they do. So, they have two-speed rentals. I think most of the landings do now. We also have them on our boat if the guys want to try them out.
Do you?
You know, yeah, we have a few different kinds.
Yeah.
And because, you know, especially guys don't want to go, that's, sometimes it's a lot of money,
yeah,
but it's, they want to go try one out and see the difference of a single speed and a two speed, especially with this fish.
Yeah.
It's all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
It makes a difference between having a chance and not having much of a chance.
Well, I mean, a lot of times you see that East Coast fishery with that wicked tuna, those guys are hand lining them as they're winding.
Yeah.
And and those are two speed reels they're using.
Yeah.
Well, over here, you're using a single speed reel. And you were doing the same thing.
Oh, really?
Hand lining. You're not winding them in with a single sweep.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
That's crazy. That's just crazy vision. All right. How about next up, we talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Don. Thanks for hanging on then.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Don.
Happy Saturday to you. Captain, two questions for you. Can you describe a little bit more about the layout of your boat? Do you have RSW? How's the bunk laid out in the galley? And then the other question is, I'm really surprised about this two bluefin in possession. First I heard of it.
Well, that's what
join
we're trying
club
to be here.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. Hey, if we got that message out this morning and saved somebody a pretty hefty ticket, that's a good thing.
Well, that's a good
thing. We've got to give credit to Jim for that one.
Well, the regulation is in the book, and it's – like a lot of the fish game regulations, it's how it's interpreted. But the interpretation from the fishing game is two in possession. As far as the layout on the Cortez, where it's open berthing, like I say, we have a lot of big double bunks right down the middle of the boat. So if you're, but they have dividers that can be removable. The galley itself, we can seat 15 at a time. As far as in the galley, very comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
We do have RSW. We have a 9-ton fish hold,
wow,
separated by boards. We've had it since I've had the boat, and it's been 21 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're.
And the boat was. Is it a wood? It's a wood.
It's
boat.
A Seaway.
It's a Seaway.
Yeah, it's,
yeah,
a Seaway. It's a plywood and glass.
Yeah.
And cold molded.
Built like nothing else. Like, those things were just solid.
Built same time the Royal was.
Is that right?
Plywood and glass.
Wow. Wow.
That's cool. And that's a Southern California boat?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what it's doing.
Yep. The Endeavor, the Aztec, Dominator, our boat. There's quite a few Seaways around.
Yeah.
Super comfortable, too.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that, Don.
What would you say is the optimum charter group? I mean, I know you take, I'm sure the boat's capable of however many and however few, but in your opinion, what do you think is, like, the best size group for a guy to come, you know, if he's got a bunch of buds or construction company wanting to take a bunch of guys? In your opinion, what's the best group size to charter the boat with?
I only get the opinion from my groups in 15 to 17. A lot of these guys started out with 20.
Uh-huh.
22, 23, when they first got on the boat, they've reduced their own groups down to 15 to 17, seems to be comfortable for our boat.
Yeah.
With storage and everything
nice
else.
Big, yeah, bunk. And
yeah. Everybody's got their own separate big bunks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're capable of more if you need to, but that seems to be what the groups like the best.
That's what the groups like.
That's cool.
Very good.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into it. This time we're going to talk to...
Actually, we're going to find out what's going on down in the Baja with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. This report sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in San Diego for over 30 years. Anza Knives are made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's easy to sharpen. They offer a variety of fillet knives, as well as hunting, general purpose, and one-of-a-kind collector knives. And once you try an Anza knife, you're going to get hooked. I'll tell you what, I have an Anza knife on my boat, and we were filleting some fish this past week. Went fishing and handed it to Steven, who the ultimate deckhand, I call him. And he's like, man, that is an amazing knife. And they are amazing knives.
I want to jump onto that, too, because you got me one as well. And what I couldn't believe is how fast you put an edge back onto that knife. That's that high-carbon steel. And that's the thing. I mean, we're talking like two passes over a stone or a steel versus, quite a bit of work on a standard blade knife.
And it holds an edge.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I think he filleted 15 fish. He said he never had to put another edge
on it.
That's cool. 15 fish later. So, hey, check it out. Don from Anza Knives will be at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show next weekend, January 27th, 28th in Costa Mesa. So go by and say hi to Don. He's a fisherman, hardcore fisherman, and check out those Anza Knives. You get one, you won't be sorry.
All right. Well, let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, cast man.
Anyway, good show. Like talking those bluefin, and I think you're going to get me hooked up, Pete. And I want to get on one of those trips this coming year.
Okay, we'll go get them.
Okay. All right, man. You keep me in mind now when you're going to get that boat going out there.
All right, you're on.
Anyway, the fishing down in Cabo remains pretty good, especially the fleets out of San Jose del Cabo, the new marina there. You know, the bite's still going on for the tuna, the smaller grain up in the Sea of Cortez around the point there at Punta Gordo up at the Iman and San Luis Banks up there. Not big fish, but still that, 10 to 20-pound fish. Here again, sardinas, live and dead, chunk squid doing well on those. But the good news this week is the bigger tuna showed up both at the inner and the outer Gordo Bank. Reports of some fish up to 150 pounds. Not a lot, but the guys that were dedicating, getting out there chunking, both the cut squid, the dead sardinas, chunk bonita, we're getting into some nice fish, like I said, up to 150 pounds. So that's pretty good news for this time of year. As far as the billfish go, not really good. Normally this time of year should be really good for the stripers. I think they still might be holding up at the Mag Bay area. Still haven't come down, made their way down to the Cabo. And then, of course, by the time we get into the springtime, those fish are starting to move up into the Sea of Cortez, and that's when the East Cape boats start getting them. But otherwise, good bite on Dorado also. Not the real big fish, but fish, between, I'd say, 10 to 15 pounds. Fairly good bite on those. So some really good fishing going on there, and they're also starting to get into the winter bite down there when they start fishing the bottom there for those yellowtail and the different size pargo and species of pargo. The other hot spot this past week, of course, continues to be Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. great billfish bite going down there, pretty close to the harbor. Starting out at about 7, working out to about 10 miles. Mixture of blues and with a lot of sails. I'd say probably in the range of 4 to 5 releases per boat per day on the sails. Bigger bull Dorado came in this past week. Getting some fish up to the bulls are between 50, 55 pounds. The hens are running at, between 20 and 30 pounds. So some really good Dorado fishing going on down there. Of course, along the beaches this time of year, really good action for Jack Crevel and rooster fish. So some, like I said, that's the hot spot during the winter is the Ixtapa Zihuatanejo. Anyway, Pete, that's the report for this week. Just want to let the listeners know we had, one spot open up on our Pesca Panama trip this April. So I need one angler. And unfortunately, he'll have to fish with myself and Jimmy Welch.
That's a bonus there. I'll tell you what, that trip has been sold out for, 8 months, 6 months?
Yeah, it has been. And I got a medical emergency came up for one guy. He's not going to be able to make it. So anybody wants to join Pete and I on that fabulous Pescapanama trip, can give me a call at 800-593-6510. Or you can email me at fishwithcass@gmail.com.
Yeah, it's in April, right, Cass Man?
Yeah, I think it's April 14 to 21.
Yeah, yeah, great time, and should be really good tuna time, and wahoo a lot of times come in. That's of all the times I've been down to Pescapanama, that is April, that mid-April time frame, the best.
Yeah, that's peak of the peak for the yellowfin tuna, and of course, like I said, the wahoo will be there, and guys wanting to fight some blue and black marlin, they're there at that time too, and of course, all the other species, the roosters, the Kubera snappers. So it's a great, like I say, peak of the peak time of year for this trip, and have a spot for one guy.
One guy. You want to go with us. All right, Castman, appreciate that report, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, man. Talk to you then.
All right. Thanks very much.
Yes. All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phone lines are absolutely packed up. You stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse, up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez out of C4 Sport Fishing. And I think we got to jump into it.
Sounds good to me, man. Let's do it. How about we talk to Ed? He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a couple questions. The first is on trolling for bluefin. You know, I've never really had any success at it on the park boats, and I was wondering if does the size of the lure make any difference in that, or is it just that the fish don't bite the troll?
They don't bite the troll that well. Nothing like an albacore or yellowfin. I mean, not even close.
Rarely, right?
Rarely. We have found a couple lures that have worked, you know, those small Bonita Marauders type, the smaller ones, the fish shaped. We got some on the X-Wraps, the big heavy-duty ones. But it's, I mean, you troll for 10, 12, 15 days, you get one, you know. And that's when you're in, around good schools.
Yeah.
You know, and they're up boiling around. You're making a circle around them. They still don't bite.
You got to stop on them.
You got to stop on them. Yeah.
Poppers work.
Poppers work. Guys throwing flat falls. You know, and the thing about the flat falls, and everybody's using them.
Yeah.
But it's not to say that was the only thing that got bit, too.
Yeah.
You know, this chrome jigs, chrome and blue, chrome and green. We caught some on the PL68s, the fluorescent ones. I mean, we caught them on other jigs,
sure.
But they see three or four guys catch them on the flat fall. Everybody got to have a flat fall.
Got to have a flat fall.
You sit there and you go slide into a stop. We have 15 guys on the boat, and you saw 15 flat falls going down. You know, that's the only thing given.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Same reason that Orange and Black Marauder is the most popular one, and a Mexican flag's the best feather. Like,
that's it. Exactly.
You bet. I hope that helps you out there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up for the first time, 877-792-1090.
All right, how about next we talk to D? He's calling us from Laguna Beach this morning. What's up, D? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, top of the morning, gentlemen. Jim, a couple of things. On your open party trips, are they scheduled ahead of time, so to speak? Do you have to call up? And the second question is this, Jim. I fished on the boat many years ago. Were you ever up here in Dana Point?
Yes, I was up there for the first couple of years.
Yeah, I fished in Dana Point, yeah.
I was up there for the first couple of winters. That I bought the boat in 96 and 97.
Okay, then that's wizard. Yeah. Nice boat. I had a great trip. Nice boat, folks. Nice, very nice boat.
All right.
Thank you very
appreciate
much.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Speaking of C4 sport fishing, some sad news to report. One of the icons of C4 sport fishing.
Yeah, Don Smoyer. Yeah. Used to have the Elgato.
Yeah.
He worked... I worked with him for years. He worked on the Deluxe for a long time. He worked with Tom Avner on the Faith when Ted Griffith had it over Islandia. He's been around the fleet forever.
Everybody called him Muggs.
Muggs. He passed away this last week, evidently of the flu.
Yeah.
But we lost a good guy.
Sad, man.
Oh,
he was one of the
guy.
Most jovial, fun, never, ever, ever have a bad attitude.
No.
People ever.
No.
Yeah, Muggs was a really
good with the people.
Really good one.
Yeah. Good with good shipmate, good crew member, good everything. Good captain. I mean, he'd been around for a long time. He's been out of the fleet for the last 4 or 5 years, but he always kept his fingers in.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and he battled cancer and survived cancer. And
absolutely.
Yeah, so big loss.
It was.
The guys in Southern California sport.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Hey, you got it, man. How about we jump back in? This time we're going to talk to Rich. Rich is calling us from Bradley this morning. Rich, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I've got a question for Captain Jim. He's made it pretty clear that with the high level and big numbers of casualties, there's a high probability that we've got seasoned party boat anglers out there that really just have no clue how to handle these oversized fish, and I probably don't either. So I'm wondering if the boat is equipped with the right gear to actually get these fish in when we show up there with only 60-pound gear.
Oh, absolutely. No, we get everybody straightened out. I have everybody get rigged up, then I have my crew go around and cut it all off and start over. We try to make sure everybody's rigged properly for what we're going to be fishing for at that time. You know, there was times of the year where that fish was, you know, 40, 50-pound fish.
Yeah.
And we went, okay, we're going to rig it for that. And all of a sudden you get a couple big ones in there, you know. So we try to set up all the rods accordingly. I know that a lot of the evening, afternoon bites, we tried to stay on that 50 to 60, 75-pound fish because it was landable.
Right.
You know. And we didn't fish that yummy flyer so much because it was a one-man show.
Yeah.
Holding a rod,
yeah.
You know. A couple guys, I mean, we did it a couple times with a kite and two guys fishing, but I just felt I wanted to give all the passengers a chance,
yeah.
All my customers a chance. So
What's the rig for 50, 60, 70-pounders? What were you rigging?
We were rigging 80. We're still rigging 80-pound line, and then we're rigging 60-pound top shots of fluorocarbon and not very big shots, because, I mean, when I fish wanted to bite, it didn't matter. And we use anywhere from a 5.0 to a 7.0 circle hook.
Circle hook.
And we fish the bait, and a lot of we found it nap hooking them or hooking them in the back of the neck worked well.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. We did have some sinker rig fishing, again, early in the morning and late in the evening.
What's the sinker rig? Explain the sinker.
Using a rubber banding, a torpedo sinker, you know, 4, 5, 6, 8 feet above your hook,
okay.
You know, and dropping them down slow, nose hooking your sardines. Squid. We had squid this year a lot. So fishing the sinker rigs like that,
and we did. And two-speed reel?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We tried to really encourage a heavy line in the dark, early in the morning, and then towards the evening. And then a lighter line midday when the fish got a little finicky in the midday from, say, 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'll add one thing, too, Rich. You were mentioning that you didn't want, you know, that you didn't have the experience of pulling on a big one. You go on a boat as professional as the Cortez with a crew like Jim has and a guy like Jim has behind the wheel. You don't need to be a seasoned, I've caught 100 big fish in my lifetime. You just need to have appropriate tackle. And those guys, I mean, from the second that you come tight on a big one, I know we've said it on the show before, but it totally is the case. The second you come tight on a big one, there's going to be a guy standing next to you coaching you through the entire process.
In a heartbeat.
You don't need to know how to do a big one. You just need to have the right gear, and you need to listen to what the guy that has caught 100 big ones is coaching you through it. And I guarantee you, you'll get it.
And like Aaron Rodgers says, relax.
That's it.
Just relax.
Yeah. Let the gear do its work.
Let the gear do the job. Let the gear you have is appropriate enough to land the fish. You're all good. You know, it's just the way it is. And we're going to always have a crew member. And sometimes there's a crew member between two guys. A lot of that fish always ends up, I'd say 80% of the fish or the fleet, their boats drift backwards. Mm-hmm. So that's why you always see guys up in the bow on boats catching fish.
Okay.
So usually have most of the crew ends up in the bow. You have 4, 5, 6 fish going at a time. You're going to be all straightened up.
Anchor's not down, so
nope.
You don't have an issue with the anchor.
Nope. Drifting away.
Yeah.
I'm far, far from an expert, and there's guys been so many more times than I and things, but the one thing that I could take away from big fish fishing is just that. If you slow everything down and let the gear do its work, and you let a guy like Jim coach you through it, both from myself and then getting to go enough times to see a ton of people who have never done it before, everything happens. The losses come when you're exactly that, when you're too freaked out and too trying to make it happen too fast and have inappropriate tackle. If you can just stack the couple things in your favor, right size hook and right size line, and listen to a guy like Jim, I guarantee you that fish is coming aboard 90% of the time.
Yeah,
I mean, do they get away sometimes? Of course.
Yeah, but a lot of people, they got a big one, and it's not panic mode. They just don't want to break the line.
Right.
Yes.
So they're not winding on it.
Enough.
And the longer that fish stays in, I'm still a big believer, as long as it's in the water, it's got a chance to get off.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid to wind on it. Be afraid if you know your gear's not going to work.
Yeah.
That's when you need to be
and
afraid.
Have the right drag setting.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and like I always say, my high school teacher used to always say, breathe through your nose.
That's it.
Calm down. Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Torrance this morning. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
Mike.
What a opportunity to go on a fantastic boat.
Yeah.
Seaforth Landing has the great parking situation over there, and it's always nice to be able to roll up right next to the shop and unload your gear.
Absolutely.
Captain, you covered so much stuff. As far as I was going to ask about your trolling pattern on your boat, I've had luck with the little speedies, the small marauders, like you were saying, for trolling, but not a lot of bluefin on them.
No, it's tough to get a bluefin bite.
Do you fish long on the outside and short in the middle, or do you fish it the other way around?
I fish them all the way across exactly the same.
Really?
Straight line.
Are you a short?
No, we don't do a short. We don't do a mid-pattern, long pattern. We keep it all at the same, and I usually keep it depending on what speed. If I'm trying to go somewhere, we're going to let it back farther. If I'm in an area where I know there's a lot of fish around, we're going to bring it up a little bit tighter. But usually it's, I'd say, anywhere from a boat length to a boat length and a half back.
That's it.
Yep.
All right.
That's where our weight is.
Are you fine? Excuse me.
Every boat's weight's a little bit different.
Yeah.
So. Go ahead.
Are you finding that the smaller reels are doing the job and it's got the line capacity? If you've got 80-pound spectrum, you've got 450 yards, is that going to be enough to handle the 120-140-pound fish?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what you're finding now is the smaller reels that have, you know, a little bit more torque, a little bit more drag on them. They got higher line capacities. I mean, fishing's changed over the last 20 years with these reels now.
Yeah.
You know, actually after the last 30 years. But every year these reels are getting smaller, but they're getting stronger. And I'm sure that, you know, Rick can tell you a little bit more about these reels now. They got some, you can put the pressure on them, and they can hold the right amount of line and the right size of line.
That's key, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip. Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open-party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open-party trips from half-day, three-quarter-day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.